Joining me live in studio is Superintendent Matt Erickson from Lincoln County School District Number 2. Superintendent, good morning. Thanks for swinging by today.
Good morning, Duke. It's a privilege to be here.
Well, we thank you for coming in once a month to update us on how things are going with the school. And a lot of excitement a month ago when you came in on the first day of school in Star Valley. And now we're a month into it and still going face-to-face.
Today's hump day of week 5 with students. And we're excited that we've made it through week 5. In my humble opinion, every day of face-to-face instruction is worth a week plus of virtual. So,
well, I'm sure there's been a learning curve for everybody involved. So what are some things that are working? What are some things that have been adjusted to make this all happen?
So the teachers are being very creative, and we appreciate the teachers being creative and trying to find ways to social distance and to have movement every 10 minutes or so that kids are not within that 6 feet of each other for extended periods of time. And so, again, the teachers have been awesome with this. And the majority of kids have been very supportive and not a big deal with the mask wearing when we can't have social distancing going on.
I know my kids are at the elementary level, and they don't like it, but they're not making a big deal out of it. I think it's just like you were saying. It's they're happy to be there, so they're making it work.
Yes, yes. No, it's not ideal by any stretch of the imagination, but it's the situation we find ourselves in now, and right now we have our goal of and our goal has not changed to be in face-to-face instruction, and we feel strongly as a school district, and I feel strongly as a superintendent that the best thing we can be doing for kids with their social emotional, and we all know that over the course of the last 6 months, 7 months, there's a lot of kids that are suffering, a lot of families that are struggling and whatnot. And the best thing we can be doing is having them face to face in school and having those interactions with their peers and their teachers.
We knew it was going to happen at some point. It was not realistic to think that it wouldn't, but the district did announce last week that there were a couple positive cases in the district, a staff member at the middle school and a student at the high school. So for those that are concerned about those types of things and the protocols, now that it's happened, walk us through what the district did and how you worked with public health.
So we've been collaborating with public health and the state almost on a daily basis. We typically know of positive cases before the public health or the state, and we start contact tracing. So one of the things that the teachers and bus drivers and whatnot have really been helping us out with these last 5 weeks is having seating charts. Our coaches have helped us with practice schedules and different things, which has allowed us to expedite, if you will, the contact tracing. And working with Patrice and Dr. Krell from Lincoln County, as well as Dr. Harris from the state.
Superintendent Matt Erickson, District 2, with us in studio this morning. As far as extracurricular activities go, on the sports side, things are going forward. A few changes here and there. What about some of the activities not sports-related, concerts and plays and those types of things?
So I know that Mrs. Allred is in the process, and I think this Friday, in fact, they're going to be recording some things for their fall concerts for music. FFA was in Casper last weekend and had a great event, is my understanding. So you're right. We've restricted field trips, but there's still a lot of activities outside of our sports that are taking place. And so far we've been successful this fall, and kids are having good experiences. And we appreciate the sponsors and the coaches that are taking extra steps to ensure that those are safe.
Superintendent, before we move on, anything else regarding COVID and the district and anything with that?
I'd just like to reemphasize that, again, our goal is to stay face-to-face instruction. We feel that's absolutely best, and it's vital for kids and their education and their well-being. And well-rounded kids, and with face-to-face instruction comes activities and athletics, and we feel that that's the other half of education, or keeping well-rounded kids going. And so I'd just plead with the parents and the students to continue to be responsible, and let's do our part, and we can reach our goal if we'll all do our tiny part.
District 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. One question I wanted to ask you, Superintendent, was at the last board meeting that we've been seeing free lunches being talked about and discussed. Wanted to have you mention that. What is that about? Where is that coming from? Is that just a district thing? Is that a statewide thing? Just give us more information on this.
Okay, so that's a federal thing, and you remember Duke last spring when school was shut down, we were on our adapted learning plan, that there were free meals to 0 to 18 kids in that age range. That's been extended by the federal government through the end of the school, not school year, excuse me, through the end of the calendar year. So through December, free breakfast and lunch to all students that are enrolled in our district. So this does not apply to preschool kids, and it does not apply to students that live within our boundaries that have enrolled, say, in one of the virtual or online schools.
So when a student goes to breakfast or lunch just as normal, there's just no charge for that for the rest of the calendar year?
Correct.
And that's a federal thing?
That's on the federal government. So the federal government will be reimbursing us as a district for the price of those meals. And interesting, we've seen a major uptick in the last week of kids that are eating school lunch.
Oh, shocking. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the message is parents have got the message loud and clear, and it's, we think it's a great thing. Just another way that, you know, there's collaboration with the feds and with the state and trying to take care of our communities and our kids.
Maybe I'll pull up my old student ID card.
There you go.
See if I can still pass it off.
There you go.
Superintendent Erickson this morning, District 2 with us in studio. Superintendent, anything else you wanted to mention?
The only other thing I'd like to mention this morning is that we're 42 or 3 days away from the election, and I'd sure encourage the public to get to know the candidates for school board. We appreciate those that have filed to fill a seat on the school board and their willingness to volunteer their time and service to our communities. And I just encourage everybody to get out and vote. And we appreciate what our school board does for us and their vision and leadership and the things that they allow us to do as a district, and the way they represent their constituents and taxpayers is commendable.
That's Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SBI Radio Network.